Спасибо, господин.
Thank you, Chair. Ukraine highly values the contribution to these recommendations. However, we cannot fully support them because in today's discussion there have been many contradictory statements, sometimes by associations. Now, if we're referring to trade that is respectful of the environment and human health, then we should also mention in the agenda that this is a green trade transformation. Well, if this is mentioned, rather, then we expect that these instruments will be prepared and fully presented so that this is a fully fledged recommendation. We, for instance, in practice, apply UN recommendations and positive practices, for instance, 34 up to 38. All of this facilitates and streamlines the trade procedure. We do not understand what to expect from this passport because this is roughly a certificate and we do have these documents. Regarding the protocol, this is an algorithm that needs to be understandable. If now we're to have a pilot project, then we need to know the results, how it will benefit users, how we are going to protect the environment and human health, that is users. How will this impact the final user? That's the top issue, the most important. Because if we want to control the producers, inspect them, then each country has their own inspection system and is not responsible for other states. Because when goods and cargo goes to another country, there's a procedure and relevant documents. But for international trade as such, yes, this can be an open forum. We've even heard from presenters today that this is not a system. And then some are saying it is a system. So we do need to get a grip on this. And how the data set will fit with the first and second recommendations. Thank you.